This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. It's going to be big. A 40,000-square-foot mural is going up on MLK Boulevard. A Philadelphia artist is creating it. It won't be finished for months, but in this segment, I'm going to visit a painting session to get a sneak peek at the largest mural ever created in Chattanooga. Dozens of local residents are pitching in to help. Throughout the summer, city officials have been hosting painting sessions where the public can come grab a brush and add color to sections of the mural. Today, a session is taking place at a pavilion in Miller Plaza. Open paint cans sit on tables and a plastic drop cloth has been spread across the floor. Melanie Collins is a local graphic designer who's come out to help. What she and the other volunteers are doing today is basically paint by numbers. Shapes are drawn on the canvases, and the volunteers fill the shapes with shades of brown.
It's a system in which I think it allows as many people as possible to come participate, so it's less intimidating. I think we're all familiar with that process.
Many of us have done paint by numbers, but not on a scale like this. These canvases are practically the size of picnic tables. Each canvas will eventually be attached to the AT&T building on ML King Boulevard and will form the mural like pixels forming a picture. But a picture of what?
That's the magic question.
Meg Saligman is the artist in charge.
You have to come drive by the mural site and see it unfold.
Can we at least get a hint?
You will see all things Chattanooga, people, places, and things in and about the city, stories, I guess, of history, present, future, struggle, joy.
She says it will be one of the largest murals in the United States. It's the largest mural she's ever created, and that's saying something. She's a Philadelphia artist who travels around the world, getting commissions to create huge works of art like this. She's painted a fresco in Mexico City, a water tower in Tanzania, and a 32,000-square-foot mural in Nebraska. In 2006, Public Art Review featured her as one of the 10 most influential American muralists of the past decade.
It's a big construction site when you're doing something this large, but how many people have the opportunity to paint, you know, a six-story hand?
Saligman is collaborating with several local professional artists, as well as the general public. It's taken about 4 years to get this project going. Peggy Townsend is the director of Public Art Chattanooga, the nonprofit that brought Saligman to Chattanooga to create this. Townsend says her organization has been wanting a monumental mural like this for a long time, and it's finally come together with the right artist, the right building, and nonprofits and companies helping to fund it.
So we have the Lyndhurst Foundation and the Benwood Foundation are two private foundations sponsoring the project. And then Sherwin-Williams and NES Rental have been really fantastic in working with us for some materials.
So back to the magic question, what's it going to look like? Saligman isn't giving away too many details, but it's going to wrap around all four sides of the AT&T building. Right now, one side is partially complete. You can see people painted on the side of the building, a man playing a tuba, a woman in a choir robe, a girl in a yellow dress. If you stop by and take a look, and the faces of the people in the artwork look familiar, there's a reason. Saligman is using real residents as her models.
Everything in the mural will be culled from the site, from this city, from MLK Boulevard, so there are real Chattanoogans in it, certainly.
The mural is expected to be completed in November. For WTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.